Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council addressed the matter of a right-of-way for Char Circle in Kenai, as well as a portion of South Spruce Street, proposed by the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Kenai Peninsula for their new clubhouse location on South Spruce. In a letter to the Planning and Zoning Committee, Boys and Girls Club President Jeff Delifka wrote, "The right-of-way vacation will enable the club to maximize development as discussed during the city's land donation. The right-of-way vacation will not impact the public travel and will accommodate private access to an adjacent parcel. Pending improvements include a new commercial kitchen, multi-purpose field, a 10,000-square-foot clubhouse, and a building expansion for early child care education center." There was no issue with the easement of Char Circle. The resolution hit a snag, however, with the portion of South Spruce Street, which could affect access to property which is privately owned. Kyle Cornelis, the Boys and Girls Club's board secretary, was present at the meeting.
Our objective is to work with the city, with neighboring property owners, and find a mutual alignment that works for everyone. The basic fact is we will be bursting at our seams. We haven't fully completed our master plan, but we do know that we're going to outgrow that facility very quickly, the property. So any square footage that we can develop and put to good use towards our mission would be very helpful.
Taylor Evenson, son of the South Spruce private property owner, was also in attendance via Zoom. Evenson expressed his eagerness to see the new clubhouse project progress, but also wanted to make sure any easement would not negatively impact access to their own property.
What they're trying to accomplish, obviously, is everyone's best interest and the community's best interest. So we're all for it. There was a way that we could protect that easement and work together in terms of creating something that would help both developments. Ours definitely in the future, yours now. Totally for it.
In a phone interview, Board President Delifka explained the current status of the new clubhouse.
We're in place now. We have our contractor hired, you know, following all the guidelines that were required with USDA funding. And so now we're in a position to dive into the construction and design and everything. So essentially next week, we're really going to be diving into the architecture and getting all that stuff going.
The resolution was postponed until the Kenai City Council meeting on September 6th. So the Boys and Girls Club board and the South Spruce property owner would have time to work out an amicable solution for both properties regarding the right-of-way. A minor led Kenai police on a chase that ended in Nikiski when the bus rolled over on the side of the road. Kenai police received a report on Wednesday at approximately 3:30 of a white bus driving dangerously in a store parking lot. As officers attempted to stop the bus driver fled from downtown Kenai and fled to Nikiski, where he ultimately crashed and rolled the bus. Lieutenant Ben Langham of the Kenai Police Department spoke with KSRM regarding the incident.
A pursuit basically went from Kenai to Nikiski. During that pursuit, the driver was driving really recklessly into the oncoming lane multiple times. And so we know that a number of drivers in the area took evasive action to avoid being struck by the bus. So we're asking anybody who essentially took evasive maneuvers to give us a call, to give us a statement about what they saw. And if they're interested in coming forward, we'd love to hear from them.
Langham confirmed that the bus was driven by a minor, and the young man had been taken into custody.
The driver was uninjured. He was taken to the hospital to be checked out, but there were no injuries, so it was more of a precautionary check. We know that the driver of the fleeing bus clipped one vehicle, and we've been able to make contact with that driver and get a statement.
For more news, including further details on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.